everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today I'm going to be showing you how to make this wonderful dish. It is yellow split pea or yellow split dar curried in onions and tomatoes. So let's get started. So for this, we're gonna need, I have 2 cups of yellow split dal, which I soaked overnight. And it really, if you do this step overnight, it really takes down the time on boiling it. And I have about 5 cups of water here, which is boiling. So I'm just gonna add this into it so it can start boiling. The only one thing is with this dal, it just takes a while for it to get done. You can use a pressure cooker if you like. I just like using this method. It'll go faster. It should be done in about half an hour. So we're gonna let that boil. While that's boiling, I'm gonna transfer that over to my stove, and I'm gonna show you what seasonings we're gonna need to make the seasonings that we're gonna need to make our wagar for it. So I'm just going to put this on the stove here. So for our curry, the wagar, we're going to need some olive oil here. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw that in this pan here so it gets nice and warm. About a tablespoon, not more. All right. Now we're going to need fresh ginger and garlic that I have here. We're gonna be mincing the tomato and the onions, and so we'll do that later. As far as the spices here, I have mustard seeds, I have turmeric, I have coriander powder, I have armchur powder, which is mango powder, I have cumin, and this, I forgot to put it in our water that's boiling, which is I have 2 sticks of cinnamon and some cloves. And if we put this into the water where the dal is boiling, it gets a really nice taste. It just makes it so much better. So try it that way and tell me what you think. I usually make it like that. So to this, for the wagar, that's still getting done. We're just gonna go ahead and get the wagar done. I'm gonna add the mustard seeds in there. And while that's getting nice and hot and popping, I also forgot to get my favorite, I don't make any curries without it, curry leaves. So, and with this, what we're gonna do is we're just gonna mash this up just a little bit so it really infuses the flavor. Okay, so I'm just gonna hold it in my hand, and then I'm just gonna cut it just like so. And just like so. And then we're also gonna add our cumin seeds in there. The cumin seeds are already cooking. The mustard seeds have popped. So at this point, I'm gonna go ahead and add our armchur powder in there, our coriander powder in there, and our turmeric in there. And that's it. Now we're gonna leave this until our dar is completely nice and boiled. We're gonna come back, we're gonna mince this, put it inside our wagar, and then this whole thing is gonna go into our dar mixture. So our dal is really nicely boiled, and you don't wanna boil it too much because it is gonna break. So this is perfect, it's just really good. And then just wanted to show you that I fished out the cinnamon stick. Still smells great, and the cloves. They're not hard to fish out. So I'm gonna go ahead and turn my stove on here. And we have our wagar here. I did go ahead and purify the tomatoes and the onions. And I do have a can of tomato paste sitting here. I'm just gonna see the color of our curry. If I feel like it doesn't look very much in the reddish color, we might add a little bit of the tomato paste in there. And then I've just chopped up some of our
parsley. Not parsley. You know, I was doing some study on the coriander and cilantro. And this is actually cilantro. The leaves are called the cilantro. And the coriander is actually the seeds of the dried seeds. So let's go ahead. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add just maybe half a teaspoon of olive oil. And what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and pour the tomato and the onion mixture in there. And I just want to cook it just a little bit on the so it gets out the raw flavor of the onion. And while that's cooking up, I'm going to go ahead and add the mixture that we had made, the wagar. Go ahead and add that in there so it can still start getting all those flavors out from there. Okay. Okay, from this we'll be able to tell what our color is coming to. Alright, so it looks like I'm going to add some tomato paste in there. And we're also going to cook up the tomato paste in the mix here. And about 2 tablespoons is good. See how it's going to change the color? Okay. I'm going to go grab a spoon. Just make sure that we've got everything balanced in there as far as flavors. And I know we didn't put any salt in there, so I'm gonna go ahead and add some salt in here. The taste is just tastes perfect. Okay, and then I'm gonna go ahead and add our dar in it. And remember, the dar has that really nice flavor of the cloves and the cinnamon. You just want to be careful to when you stir this, because it is really, really delicate. And as this sits more into the mixture, the dar will absorb all those spices in there too, so it'll taste really, really good. Sorry guys. So again, I tried it with this spoon and I don't want to contaminate my food, so I'm just gonna ladle it in there. The cloves and the cinnamon has really pulled through. It tastes really good. So at this point, I'm going to turn my stove off and we're done. So I'm going to go ahead and plate it. And this goes really well with like a French bread or chapati, even a tortilla, roti, pita bread,
tandoori roti.
And then all we're gonna do now is we're just gonna sprinkle that fresh cilantro on it. Looks great. So this concludes our video on how to make curried dhal. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.